Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Now, the Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
Yesterday was an absolutely gorgeous day. How about it? Mm-hmm. It seems like another day on tap too as well.
It's a little colder today.
Okay.
I had to ride with the heat on and work this morning.
Isn't that crazy?
It was colder this morning, but I think it's supposed to, I thought it's supposed to be like really nice again. Hannah, you watched the news like first thing in the morning. What's the weather update?
I didn't watch the news this morning.
What?
I know. First time.
Why?
Well, I'm like,
is everything
dying.
Okay?
I'm so tired.
So you didn't watch the news? That's like, I've never heard of Hannah not turning on the news in the morning.
As meteorologist second grade.
Yeah, I know I'm chief meteorologist, but Kev, take it over.
It is chilly for this time of year. The good news is we won't see rain for today or tomorrow. The bad news is we're going to probably see rain on and off the Memorial Day weekend.
I was going to bring up, I heard it's supposed to rain like 5 days in a row. Like, yeah. I'm so over the rain. But yesterday was gorgeous. Alex, you went to the Cardinals game. How was that?
It was a great day at the Cardinal game. You know, they didn't quite pull out the victory yesterday, but man, it was a beautiful day.
I was telling Alex, I don't know if like word has spread like crazy like it's supposed to. They went on that crazy winning streak. They're like 2 games behind the Cubs for like first place in the Central. Like, the Cards are back. They're playing good baseball again. And I feel like sometimes people have gotten discouraged over the last 2 years. I grew up in Chicago. Like, as a Cubs fan, like, this is the best thing that can happen in sports. We're just happy to be in the game. And so it's so funny for Cardinals fans to be like, oh, the team, is it bad again this year? Like, no. Like, it was 2 bad years, and now they're back, like, right there. So
next week, there's no excuse. I mean, school's going to be out. You're looking for stuff to do with the kids. Go to the Cardinal game. Yeah. Come on down. Yeah. Come on down to Bush.
You do the Sunday fun day thing. And Sunday I was talking about these hats that they got made.
Yeah, Sunday fun day. Well, yeah, no. This Sunday is the Alex Rich Trio first official Sunday fun day at the Bud Terrace. So they're actually doing $22 tickets, includes a hot dog and soda, and
that's
then
awesome.
A youth giveaway jersey as well. With
whoa!
It.
That is really
that's
cool.
Awesome.
So, and the cool thing is, the link is cardinals.com/AlexRichTrio.
Is it really?
It really is.
Look at that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That is cool. Good for
Come
you.
Come on out.
Well, nice little plug there. <All right. laughs>
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, so there was a video going around, a couple of them actually, where obviously everybody's graduating right now. You know, a lot of people... Yes, from high school, from college, but then there's also a lot of people getting their doctorate and all that as well with different master's degrees. And there was a video that went viral that was a dad that was a single dad and walked at graduation, and security was being, you know, security at times. Look, we appreciate the people that are doing the security jobs and kind of making sure people stay in line, but... This, for whatever reason, they were trying to stop this dad from walking across the stage with his baby. And again, he's a single dad. And
it's like, I got to do what I got to do.
Yeah,
I got nobody to watch his kid.
Yeah, exactly.
He wanted to make sure that his, you know, his child was there with him to show him, you know, how important it is this day, right? I think no matter how old you are, you learn at a young age, like, you know, to see this, this is great. And so in the video, it's funny, the dad literally just walks straight past security when they call his name. Like, you could see the,
he's like,
they
I don't
follow
care.
Him, like, kind of across the stage, like, kind of
puffing up their chests.
Yeah, back a little bit from him. But he ends up going past, and then it was great because everybody just kind of goes nuts with seeing him actually bring his child across the stage. And everybody visibly can see that security had an issue with it. So I have to say I'm taking that guy's side, because for you to be able to have your kid there with you on graduation day, he wasn't harming anybody. He was just having a good time, right, making sure that his kid could see, you know, his accomplishments. And I thought that was great.
Sometimes you got to do whatever it takes. Like, and I'm someone who, you know, my family is from out of state and out of town. Mm-hmm. So limited resources. And so, like, if you're a single dad and getting a babysitter might be expensive, the baby mm-hmm. might not be ready for a babysitter. It could be a million different reasons. And he's like, but I did this. I graduated. I want to walk across the stage. I'm proud of myself. And sometimes you got to do what you got to do. What a cool moment, father and son. This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Give back to get more. Introducing the St. Louis Zoo debit card exclusive at Together Credit Union.
The polls are open.
All right, poll of the day on the Brett Magus Show. This is going viral on TikTok, that people are debating this. And I almost grabbed the audio because the girls are hilarious, because this woman says she introduces herself when she calls places, like a restaurant, to make a reservation. Old school, give them a call. Hey, can I get a reservation at 6 o'clock? Her friends say no one actually introduces themselves. They just, when you pick up the phone, say, you know, Alex's restaurant, and then you just go, hey, do you got any reservations at 6 o'clock? That's how you're supposed to do it. Do you introduce yourself or not?
Yeah, I think it's just a force of habit at this point.
So you do?
Uh-huh.
You'll go, hey, this is Hannah. Can I get a 6 o'clock reservation?
Hi, this is Hannah for the Brett Mega Show.
Right.
That's how you'll say
it? It's so funny you say that. I worked with a guy, Phillips, who used to actually, every time he would call a place, would say, hey, this is Guy Phillips. And wait, you know, wait for
no
them
wait
to
for
react.
The reaction.
Yeah,
oh.
Which would make
oh
sense
my God.
If you've been doing radio for over 30 years in a market.
Oh my God,
yeah.
That's hilarious!
So, and there usually was a reaction, and when there wasn't, it wasn't good.
That is hilarious and too ridiculous. That is one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard. Alex, do you introduce yourself?
You know, this is a funny conversation because we had this. We talked about this last week at dinner. We went with a friend and his parents. They're good family friends, to dinner, and we laughed because every time he calls and makes a reservation, he says, hey, this is Jim Gans. I need a reservation for 6, please. And like, and it's like as if they know who he's going to be, like, you know.
Yeah.
And but it's that confidence and it works. And honestly, last week they sent us like little champagne to the table. So they must have thought we were somebody. Yeah.
Seriously. You sound more important if you just lead the if you lead the way.
So I'm all for it.
They must have thought you were Guy Phillips.
Yes.
Waited.
I definitely don't do that because I feel like I'm all about efficiency, and I used to work and have to make all the reservations at a restaurant, and like you don't need to know their name until the end.
So that's what people that work in the restaurant industry said that they prefer.
Yes, you
like,
need
let's
like
get
the
it going.
Date and the time, and then I'll ask you your name and how to spell it.
So you know what's interesting? I'm split. So like reservations, I'm like, let's go. Do you have my time, or we don't have time for this? But like, when those annoying people on like a not telemarketers, but like when you call for customer service and they're like, they're going to ask you all those questions, I always do, because I think if I'm like, hi, this is Brett Mega and I'm super friendly, that this is going to go places, because I'm about to complain to you to AT&T or Verizon or, you know, pick up a cell phone company. I'm about to get into an argument with the customer service AI guy. I'm always like, introduce them, give them my social, like give them my information, give them like my hobbies, my favorite things to do so they like me, because I know that eventually this is going to get tense.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Keep it moving is how we cover the trending stories. I just read off headlines and Hannah either tells me keep it moving, headline was good enough, I'll just keep scrolling, or she tells me which ones to click on. In honor of National Burger Day, May 28th, appropriate time, right around, you know, the unofficial kickoff of summer, Memorial Day weekend, I have the top burger chains in the country.
You know, I'm going to take the story, but I'm almost hesitant to because I'm so hungry.
All right, respect that game. These are like burger joints that have over 100 different locations. You got to be like pretty much everywhere. Coming in at number 10, which I feel is a lot of disrespect here because I do think it's high, Red Robin.
Hey!
What?
10?
Yeah, 10.
That's a crime.
Five Guys at 7.
Nah.
Freddy's at 6. Let's go to top 4. Culver's, 4.
A Butterburger.
Yeah.
Shake Shack at 3.
Wow, that's a high ranking for them.
I think Shake Shack should be 1. I love Shake Shack.
Shake Shack's very
good. I like Shake Shack.
I'm sorry, I'm still stuck on Red Robin being 10.
I know. Yeah. Habit,
who did they hurt?
Habit Burger Grill, which I don't never had.
Take them off the list.
What?
Yeah.
It's number 2?
Habit
yeah.
Burger.
It's got a, I gotta say, I still have 100
locations.
They're
the ones who made this poll.
And then number 1, In-N-Out Burger.
Agreed.
Hot,
so
hot take, In-N-Out Burger is overrated.
It's not.
Okay.
Give me that animal sauce.
First off, the animal sauce is, I'm not a pickle guy. It's just a bad Thousand Island, so I'd rather have the Shake Shack sauce. And their fries are terrible. I know it's a burger.
Their fries are
you're
bad.
Right.
But the fries are so bad, it makes the burger less enjoyable.
Agree.
Like, the fries should be like, they shouldn't even be like on the menu. They just take it off. Like, our fries suck so bad, we took them off the menu.
But their shakes are so good, it makes up for it.
Their shakes
are
good.
Their shakes are really good.
An Airbnb host tells a guest, hot water is not an amenity.
That's psycho. Keep it moving.
Okay.
I would never visit that.
Wow.
Memorial Day travel could break records that have stood for 2 decades.
Keep it moving because I'm not going to the lake, so I'm not included in this.
But you're kind of traveling Memorial Day week. When day do you leave?
Monday.
That's Memorial Day.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Traveling.
But I'm not going to the lake.
Okay. Well,
I
won't tell you how many people are going to be traveling with you, Hannah, even though you claimed you're not traveling.
And but, I don't want everybody to travel on Monday.
Well, you're part of the two-decade-long record that just got broken, whether you like it or not.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, Hannah's walking back into the room. What were you doing out there when you were just staring at us through the glass window, wishing you were in the room with
having
us?
Having a mental crisis.
You were like posing.
She was literally, I look over and she has like her arm up and she's like posing out there.
I was stretching.
Stretching for the big win. All right.
Yes.
Bailey's playing Hannah's homeschool. That's 5 pop culture questions while Hannah's out stretching, getting ready. I don't know if you're going to need to stretch to beat Bailey. Bailey, tell her how many you got right.
Two.
And
okay.
She quoted, said, I'm not very hip. All right, we're going to ask you, Hannah, the same questions to see if you're hip. Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning comes out this weekend. Who is the star of the Mission Impossible?
Tom Cruise.
Yes. I want to also point out that
I don't like that answer as much.
We gave Bailey the point for this, and when we said she got 2 out of 5, she actually didn't even get this one correct. She didn't say Tom Cruise. Bailey, who did you say?
Kim Possible.
I love that.
Kim Possible.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah. I'm down with that.
Yeah. Exactly.
We would have accepted Ron Stoppable as well. Yeah.
Selena Gomez just announced a partnership with what cookie company?
Crumble?
Not Crumble. Oreo.
Oh.
Who is Selena Gomez's fiance?
Benny Blanco.
Season 27 of The Voice just crowned their winner. Who's the voice? Who's the host of The Voice? That I almost just said the name of.
Something with the car. Carson Daly.
Carson Daly. Yeah. Nice job. I don't know how you got that one. And who sells the most amount of burgers in America?
McDonald's.
McDonald's. That's 4 out of 5-ish. But that's good enough to beat Bailey. But Bailey, got to say, I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Bailey, and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
Guess the Mega Mind question of the day. According to a recent survey, let's talk about our regrets. If you could change something in your life, one half of us, 50% of us, said this is the thing they would change. Looking back at their life, do you change what, Hannah?
I would assume that 50% of people would regret dating somebody that they did.
Yeah.
An ex in their life, 50% of people said they wish they would have not dated that guy.
Gosh.
Wasted my time.
You know, if that's not, because I was thinking the same thing, the person you're you know, with or have been with. I think that unfortunately is always the regret. So then I think it's the regret of the road not taken. I think they regret immediately going to college after high school. They didn't take some time off and travel the world.
Mm. Alex.
I regret not playing more golf at a young age.
Doing something more. Like you wish you would have done more of. Okay.
Doing more, you know, of something that you now see like, oh, wow. Like, imagine if you were good at that.
All right.
Know? I'm going to say the career choice they made.
Yeah, half of people regret. Great answers. Nobody got it, but those were great answers, guys.
Deep.
Full of a lot of regrets.
Yes.
This show just
no
aired
regret.
Out there. Yeah. According to a recent survey, they asked people if you could change something in your life. Half of people said they would have done what? What would they have done differently? That answer's coming away in 2 songs.
Mega Minds.
All right, we're officially commercial free here on the Brett Mega Show. Let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. Just talk about our regrets. According to a recent survey, if you could change anything, something in your life, half of us said they would do what?
Bristol texted in and said smoking. Teacher Jen said,
assuming there mean no smoking. They would smoke more.
Yeah, I'm going to start smoking.
Maybe. You don't know. We don't know. We don't know what they said. They might be like, man, I wish I was smoking a lot more.
Get that Zaza. Teacher Jen texted in and said people regret not putting more money away into savings or getting like a Roth IRA earlier.
Yeah, just saying words like Roth IRA would have been nice, you know?
Mr. Metal got pretty deep. People wish that they worked less and enjoyed life more.
It is something like that, but it's actually less deep. It's actually what I think. I'm curious AB and Kevin's response to this. It is watch less TV.
No.
Go on. No, Kevin. No.
Never. No, that's not
Kevin wishes he would watch more.
They exactly. Are. Yeah. Come on.
They're saying, like, go out and do stuff.
No.
I do plenty.
I'm with AB.
This is what I do.
That's like watching
people
attack.
Do things.
Yeah, look at Kevin.
Come on.
So mad.
No, you don't regret that.
No,
come
you never
on.
Regret all those binge watching shows.
Mega Minds.
Teachers, be honest with us. What do you actually want as a teacher's gift at the end of the year? Like something you actually, like this would be nice if you got me this. 314-531-9898. And if there's any teachers listening right now that have gotten the weirdest gifts, because I feel like sometimes teachers get some weird, weird gifts at the end of the year. Love to hear those. Like, get me this because 1 year, somebody got me what? 314-531-9898. I brought this up because for my kid's class, he's like 4. They and my wife does all the heavy lifting, so I don't know if there was anything in addition to this, but I thought it was interesting, and I was curious if teachers liked this or not. They wanted to do like a class video, just like saying all the things they liked about him. And it was like really cute to hear all these 4-year-olds like, oh, I like that you showed me like what a bee is. And it was like just really simple, really cute 4-year-old stuff. And then I thought the video was cute, but then I thought to myself, do they really just want like, yo, just give me the McDonald's gift card? They thought the video would keep it. Are they going to keep it forever? Are they going to go back and watch it? And if would they have rather had like
the money,
the Starbucks gift card? Yeah, yeah, like because like, do teachers, is that what
yes,
they want?
The answer is yes.
Yes, Alex, yeah.
As someone that benefits off of obviously teacher gifts. Even growing up, both of my parents were teachers. The best thing you could do is just, you know, a Starbucks gift card or like a Visa gift card or something like that.
Visa,
is great.
Even.
Yeah.
Like, don't play around and
I
make it
like
cute.
I feel gift cards get old.
Yeah. If you
That's
don't,
what I was curious.
They don't mean anything.
No, if, what gets old is like the coffee cups, the those types of
See,
like.
That's what like, I feel like a gift card is good because that gives them the freedom to choose what they want. Giving them like a basket of like cute stuff feels more personal, but yeah, they probably.
Oh,
like,
that's
I,
what we did. That shows you how much I pay attention. My wife put a whole basket together. I wasn't paying attention.
They're probably like, I cannot do another tumbler cup. Yeah.
There is
cabinets are exploding.
As a former teacher, so many years ago, I still remember the best gift I got from Allison Copeland from second grade.
Wow! All right.
Because she went out of her way, and her parents even said, "Mr. Berghoff, you don't understand. Allison shopped around for this. We had to go to several different, antique shops to try to find something for you. And we found you the perfect 1978 Superman cup. Still have it today. Still use it today.
Thoughtful.
Wow.
And I was like, that
is thoughtful. You just said you hated all the cups. All of a sudden, Alex is, Mr. Sentimental over here.
That one is thoughtful. But yes. But yes, we have no more room for any cups. Like, no more cups. No more, like, Yetis. No more, like, sand. Like, all of that stuff. It's just, unfortunately, it's like, you got to think how many, when you teach for 10 plus years,
right,
now
exactly.
Annie's been teaching that long. It's like, all this stuff builds up. We don't have room for it.
Exactly. I only taught 3 years, so.
Okay. What do you really want as a gift as a teacher as the year comes to an end? Do you want these video montages, artwork from the kids, or cups, mugs, things like that? Or do you want, just give me the Visa gift card? And if there's any teachers out there like, don't, whatever you do, don't do this, because this was the weirdest gift I've ever gotten. Tell us what those are, because those are great. 314-531-9898. Teachers, it's a safe place. You could tell us what you really want. What do you really want as a gift? When it comes to the end of the year and you have to decide what to get the teacher, is it the cliche number one teacher of the year mug that you do really like? Do you like a Starbucks gift card? Do you like something that is like, well, my kid's class, they make a video montage? Like, are you going to rewatch it again? 314-531-9898. Because sometimes even wrangling up a kid to even film those things, you're like, you're going to watch this thing, right? Because I just had to I had to work for this video to send to the teacher. What do you really want as a gift?
Teacher Emma texted in and said that the best materialistic gift that you could give would be like a deep tissue massage so that the teacher can have all the stress and tension removed.
Damn that.
From the year.
You know, if you give that as a gift, because that's an expensive gift to give to the teacher, you know your kid put him through
bad
some.
Kid.
Yeah, your kid put you through some stuff. Like,
some kids are just like that.
Hey, you deserve a massage.
We also got a text saying, I was given a used pregnancy test from a kindergartner.
Wow.
It was pink and she found it in her mom's trash can. She had no idea what it was. It was so gross and totally caught me off guard, but a sweet gift.
She was trying to say you got another one of me coming.
Yeah, exactly. What a sign. This is something not to give. Meridia, what gift do you not want from kids?
I do not want the baked goods.
I don't even know that it's legal to give a teacher baked goods.
I made this for you. Mm-hmm. No.
No,
no, no,
smile
you didn't.
And put it to the side.
You don't know what that kid's kitchen looks like at home.
Right.
This thing could taste terrible. This is a cute idea that I never thought of before. Lori, what did you get that you just loved as a teacher?
It was ironically from a little girl named Lily, and it was a pot of lilies.
Oh, Lily for Lily.
It came with only like one bud, maybe one just starting, and it's still planted in by my house, and it's got 8 to 10 blooms per summer now. It's like it just keeps growing every year.
Oh my god.
So it's just a fun reminder, and it's better than the $200 in Starbucks gift cards I got 1 year.
That's even better than $200 worth of free coffee.
You must be a plant girl.
Yeah,
that's because like it's like one coffee nowadays.
I don't drink coffee.
No. Cake pops.
Oh. Yeah.
So the flower was, it was so sweet because it was, you know, they give you flowers, but they're usually cut. And this one was one that I could keep.
Lori, do you have a good attitude about this? Because I do think it's cool that those, like, every time they bloom, like, you think of Lily every single year. So it's a cool symbolism. But if you give me that pot, I'm like, now I just got to do the work. You think so? Right. I got to go dig it up. I got to plant this thing. I'm awful at that kind of stuff.
If you get the coffee gift cards, are probably from Hannah, and they don't work.
Yeah, remember when Hannah gave me a Starbucks gift card and it didn't even work? Thanks, Hannah. I appreciate that.
Yep, may we never forget.
Adrian, what's the best gift you've ever received as a teacher?
The best gift I've ever received is a personal note from a student telling me how much I mean to them. Mm-hmm. And one young lady even included with it a bag that had like a definition of what a teacher is. And I use that every day to carry into work.
Oh, really? Cool.
And I got one yesterday that just was from an eighth grader. And she was like, 3 years now, you know, you've been my Spanish teacher and it's just been an amazing experience. And you're always so kind. And just hearing those words from kids at the end of the year when you're tired and stressed, honestly, that does it all for me.
Do you keep the letter? Because sometimes I feel like you do. So do you have like a box of all these letters from kids?
I do. Yeah.
That's so
20,
cool.
20 nice. Years. Yeah. 20 Whoa. Years.
Wow.
And have you gone back and read them every now and then in the past 20 years?
I do, yeah.
Wow,
and
that's cool to hear.
It means a lot. So,
we have had a lot of teachers text in saying that they love the personalized notes, not even just because it makes them feel good as a teacher, but also it makes them remember their students as well. Like, oh yeah, this one was so sweet.
I think that's so cool because, you know, I was wondering, like, if my kid does it, is it just going to go into a box and it just collects dust? But it's cool to know that teachers are thinking about it. And that's what I think separates teachers from most professions is they actually care.
Right.
Like, for us, like, we're just like, we ain't going to come back and listen to the radio station. We're like, we ain't reading it. Like,
that is awful.
I ain't like a teacher. Any other radio station I used to work at, I have never listened to it again. I'm not a teacher. I don't have a heart of gold like that. I'm just keeping it real.
True.
Truth, right?
Truth.
Exactly. It's Y98 St. Louis.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is ready, so here we go.
So we've heard quite a bit of negative press lately when it comes to the Cyrus family. We've got Billy's bad breakup, mom's dating who knows who's ex-boyfriend, kids not talking to the parents, all the crazy stuff. So a lot of people have been worried about Miley because of her sobriety journey. Like, is she still sober? She has a lot going on. What's going on? So she did an interview yesterday and she did reveal that she still is sober and it's completely saved her. She quit smoking weed back in 2017 and quit drinking altogether in 2020, which both were acts that she was very
known for, actually.
Heavily involved in. Yeah. Like, you thought of weed, you thought Miley Cyrus. You thought partying, you thought Miley Cyrus. And she became completely sober, and she revealed in this interview yesterday that she really needed that shift. She even, like, moved houses because one of her old houses she called, like, a psychedelic house. Like, it was all painted black and had, like, weird paintings and stuff to, like, go along with the high she was feeling. But she moved out of that house. She got sober. She says that her mind shift inspired her to write the song Flowers, and that song is so important to her because it kind of represents her sobriety as well.
And her divorce.
Yeah, just a whole bunch of new beginnings for her.
I do love Miley. She's someone I feel like is probably one of the most, like, recognizable and relatable artists to, I think, a lot of people's journeys. Like, when you're in college, you kind of go through this, like, party stage. Mm-hmm. And then just because you live in the public eye, everyone thinks, then is Miley always the bangers tour girl with the tongue out twerking? And, like, no, she's, like, really mature, a grown adult, and her music is even evolved. And that's what people do. Like, they're not the same person you were once in high school and college and your early 20s, and then you grow up and change. And that we've seen it evolve. But for most artists, I rarely think we see that evolution. We just see them as an artist and they kind of, like, flame out. They just become, and they either go off into the distance somewhere, but we've never seen, it's one of those rare artists we've seen really, really evolve and mature in front of our eyes.
Yeah, she's grown up with us.
Yeah, 100%.
This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
Real talk for a second. If someone proposed at your wedding, Do you think it's tacky or it's sweet? Because love is in the air. 314-531-9898. Apparently, this is becoming a thing, like people proposing at other people's weddings. This couple is going viral, started a heated debate online, and other people are like, no, this is like becoming a thing. People like it. It's new. As a guy got down on one knee in the middle of the wedding reception of another couple. They did not ask for permission, by the way. And he proposed. The bride turns. You can see this look of shock on her face, like, oh, my God. Quote, no, he didn't, but it's okay. Say yes, say yes. And people are like, this is hillbilly trash parkish.
Whoa.
This is super attention-grabbing. This is super disrespectful. I cannot believe you ruined their best day. Now, the counter-argument has been, what a spontaneous act of love. Wedding is about celebration of unity and people coming together. Love is in the air. Who cares where it happens? Love is love. So would you be okay if someone did this at your wedding? 314-531-9898.
I've recently said on the show that I think I would be a bridezilla, and
this conversation
is lighting fire in me. I would be so mad.
So mad.
That is me and my husband's day.
She even said me first, like, me!
Me!
This is me day!
Bridezilla!
Yeah. As the bride, I don't think I'd be mad. I don't, like, the attention's already pretty much on me, it's my day, whatever, but like...
Not anymore, you're
if
sharing
If it's the
it.
End of the night, I think you can do that, but if I was the person getting proposed to, I would be pissed.
Yes!
I would be like, lazy. You put no effort into this proposal, this is like signifying how the rest of our marriage is gonna be, you're just, it's all convenience to you, like that, I would be pissed as... her. Well,
I feel that same way. I think you're right. It's like, come on, this is somebody else's wedding going on, and now you think it's a good time to propose? No.
So you're not mad with her. Alex, you're getting married very soon. Someone gets down on one knee in the middle of your wedding. Are you pissed?
Yeah, get out of here.
Alex is kicking him out.
Are you kidding me? I'm not paying for all this. I'm not paying for this amazing night for you
the
to propose.
Venue, like, the
yeah.
drinks.
Like, what are you just using me to for me to get you the nice setup to propose and stuff? No, absolutely not.
But on the positive side, it would always be, you know, we proposed, or you proposed to me at Alex's wedding. You know, that's the positive of that. They'll always remember
that.
That's the one thing everyone will remember about your wedding, is that somebody else got engaged.
Their conversation would also be, do you remember when we used to be friends with Alex and Annie?
Really?
And then we proposed at their wedding, and they haven't talked to us since.
I'd be that mad.
Yeah, like, come on, man.
End of friendship?
Get out of here. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I am admitting that I'm trying to play devil's advocate because I can hear the room hates this, but I think the argument that this, like, spontaneous act of love is a strong argument, like, where you just feel so much love in the air is a really cool feeling for you as a bride and groom. Like, you have created this feeling of comfortability and unity, and other people want to be a part of it. I think that's a compliment to the bride and
Let
groom.
Let me just stop you right there.
It's not that spontaneous if he has the ring in his
exactly.
pocket.
Exactly. We already got a text from a listener saying that. It's not spontaneous when dude the whole night has the ring in his pocket.
Maybe he was waiting. Maybe he was going to do it like after the wedding, and then he just felt so
That's
big.
That's not a spontaneous act of love, then. Mm-hmm. That's a planned out mooching fest.
No, like, what if, like, okay, I'm really telling a story here, but what if he is flying in for the wedding, and then after the wedding, they're going to go, like, on a longer weekend? He's like, oh, I was going to do it, but I couldn't even wait because I could just feel so much love in the air.
You could do it on that longer weekend.
Yeah,
not
you could
at, not
hold
at
it
my
together,
event.
Buddy.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Anybody on my side, does everybody hate this? Has anyone had anything like this happen? Probably most likely not a proposal, but like at your wedding, somebody tried to steal the spotlight. How do they do it? 314-531-9898. Man, people got fired up and mad about that proposal. Is this a beautiful thing? Getting proposed to at someone else's wedding? 314-531-9898. Would you be okay with someone proposing to you at someone else's wedding? If you were getting married and someone says, hey, they just dropped down to one knee and they want to get engaged because love is in the air. That's what happened with this one couple. It's going viral, and some of the defense is like, oh, this is becoming a thing now. Like, people are proposing other people's wedding, where this guy got down on one knee, proposed to his girlfriend. The bride's like, oh my God, say yes. And some people are on the side of saying that's tacky, it's ridiculous, you shouldn't do that. people in the room are very pissed off, apparently. Hannah said her blood is boiling.
Mm-hmm.
Alex says if you do it at his wedding next month, if anyone's listening, you will no longer be considered his friend. He'll, right. he'll right. unfriend you on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Immediately jump on Facebook and unfriend you.
Yeah, you're done.
But like some people are saying this, what a beautiful, spontaneous act of love. That's what love is. A wedding is all about. Kim, how do you feel about this?
I just don't think it's right. I think it's very disrespectful. The bride and groom, it's their day. Mm-hmm. And I just feel that takes away from it. I agree with the girls. And you know what? It'd be a different story if they went up and talked to the bride and groom and had it planned ahead of time.
Yeah.
But he had it planned. It was in his pocket.
Mm-hmm. Is there anybody that thinks that sometimes those guys at that point when you're about to propose, Alex, you just proposed recently, they were keeping it on you just to make sure no one you didn't lose it? Or
not
anything?
A
no,
chance.
Absolutely not.
That's crazy behavior.
I keep it everywhere.
That's called having no plan.
It'd be more dangerous to be just flinging it around in your pocket 24/7.
Yeah, you don't really.
And you're not the center of attention. The bride and groom are.
Exactly. What about Correct. This? What about this argument that like, what a compliment to the couple that like love is in the air, and that's what the. It's not supposed to be their day. It's supposed to be about their love.
No, it's about my day.
Yeah, it's about your day.
Yeah.
It's not about love.
It's a long time to get
love
married.
Love is out the door.
Yeah. This is not a
look
symbol
at my
of
dress.
Love. Yeah, yeah,
look
at my
compliment
dress.
Me by telling me you had a good time.
This is not about love. This is about my dress and my ring and my centerpiece that I paid $1 million for.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
We'll put 2 minutes on the clock. I'll read off a headline and hand you either you tell me keep it moving or tell me more just based off the headline. See how many stories we can scroll through here in a second. TikTok gave advice for a single mom and made her go viral of all the ways she could get back at her ex. And these are absolutely crazy.
I love a crazy ex story.
Over 11 million views, mainly because I think there's so many comments. These are things I never would think of. Hannah, tell me if you've thought of them because you're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Unplug the router and peel the password sticker off. It's a way to get back at your ex.
Ooh.
Hannah, you hate gamers. If he's a gamer, reset his console back to factory settings. Whatever that means.
Don't even know.
You'd
lose all your progress.
Oh, whoa.
I'd kill someone if they did that to my games.
Really?
Yes. I'm on level like 7,000 something.
Wow. He's paid to get there.
That is petty.
Yeah,
see,
I paid to get there.
All right. Loosen the caps on the salt and pepper shaker so he doesn't know before you leave.
You can do better than that.
Glitter on the ceiling fan blades is a nice surprise.
Oh, wow.
Take a garage door opener before you leave so you can open his garage door whenever you just drive by and his pot randomly pops open.
I do have the garage opener to my ex's house.
Do you really? Mm-hmm. Set an alarm for every 3 minutes on their Alexa for the next week and then change the password afterwards so it constantly keeps going off.
That's bad.
Hide one raw potato in a shoe that he never wears so that way it's hidden and like gets disgusting and melts.
I wonder why a potato.
Because I think it just gets like...
It's starts growing.
Growing fungus and stuff out of it.
Yeah.
A woman found out the hard way that they breed like rabbits. What that saying actually means.
I'm scared. Keep it moving.
Okay. Love and marriage becoming outdated.
Yeah. Keep it moving.
Okay. Here's why you should always look your best.
Why?
People judge you within the first 7 seconds of meeting you.
Oh, perfect.
There is 11 judgments that instantly happen in the first 7 seconds when you meet somebody, including the person's education level, competence, wealth, politics, all within the first 7 seconds. Like, oh, this person's a Republican. They graduated school, blah, blah, blah. And Hannah looking at you, well.
Yeah. Brett, what do you think?
Brett better keep it moving.
Spoiler alert. I'll let you know. Sabrina Carpenter did not have the song in the summer.
That's a crime.
Last year. I know you might be surprised by that. I'll tell you who did here in a second. Memorial Day weekend is kind of like the unofficial kickoff of summer, so we start thinking back about what was the summer songs from years past. So we'll take a look back about a decade because we're in 2025. So let's go back to 2013. What do you think the song of the summer was? Any guesses off the top of your guys' head what was big back then? Anyone have any guesses?
Something 13. With Calvin Harris.
Calvin Harris would have been a really good guess. Like Rihanna, Calvin Harris. Ooh. Back about 2010 probably was when that We Found Love was going
Maybe
on.
Maybe Avicii, something Avicii.
Wake Me Up.
Yeah.
It was a dance record. It was AB's mom's favorite song of all times. Yeah.
She loves this song.
Yeah.
Can't get enough.
2013. It was on repeat.
15 years old.
What's up? 2013, so it's 12 years old.
Oh. I'm good close. At math.
Yeah, you're really good at math. I was asking, like, what? Do you want me to do math for you? You're like, I'm like,
so confusion.
I know. I was like, Robin right. Thicke is 15. Like, have you seen that music video? All right. You'll never guess 2014. The year after, Iggy Azalea was everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
This song.
Yes, everywhere.
I forgot Iggy Azalea even existed.
This song was everything.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, let's skip around a little bit, though, because some of the years, the song of the summer was the dumbest song you could ever remember. Like, but for some reason, it just hits, and everyone just gets addicted to it. This was the song of the summer, the most Googled, most played song in 2016, guys.
Panda, panda, panda.
Oh my gosh.
This was the most played
what?
Song.
It was a banger, though.
It was, man.
Oh, man.
2016. Panda.
Memories.
Panda, panda, panda. Oh my God. Whatever happened to Designer, man? That was a jam. He should have made other animals, man, like giraffe afterwards, man. We could have had some hits. 2017. I still think this could be the biggest song of the summer of all time. Any guesses?
I think it was I'm the One, Bieber, and all
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you're kind of right. You have the right artist. You just don't have his biggest song ever.
It was Love Yourself.
Not Sorry? Love Yourself. Not. This is Justin Bieber's biggest song ever.
Biggest song ever
yeah.
from him?
Yeah, yes. Most, one of the most streamed songs, if not the most streamed song of all time. You have to remember that it is, you might be a little bit surprised, like, oh, he's had a lot of hits. This song was huge globally, too. Bad Bunny is one of the biggest artists in Hispanic-speaking yeah. countries, mm-hmm. so Despacito was a smash.
I thought it was going to be that Drake song, like the Kiki, Do You Love Me? I thought it was going to be that song.
Actually, it was 2018's In My Feelings. I just didn't play that one.
Okay, oh, see, wow. I knew that was one
so
of them.
So that is actually the next year. Yeah, Kiki, Do You Love Me? In My Feelings, Drake. Let's go through some other years. Shaboozy also might be on the list for Song of the Summer last year. I'll tell you what was number one last year. We're taking you back. Memorial Day weekend is approaching. It's an unofficial kickoff of summer. It's perfect for summer road trips. You can make this actually your summer road trip playlist. We're looking back of what were the songs of the summer over the past, like, basically the past decade. And AB just pointed out, like, man, it just makes you feel nostalgic. Like, damn, music used to be hit differently back then.
Yeah, it really did.
It just feels different when you like look back at those songs. It takes you back to different places. You remember those memories that you created when you were just jamming out to that song on repeat over and over again. In 2019, I remember thinking this song was a joke. Like, it was one of those silly panda songs, a joke of a song. It became the most played song, and I think it might still be the most streamed and played song of all time. It's the biggest song ever. Any guesses?
It was Baby Shark.
Oh, Gangnam Style?
Oh my gosh.
Old Town Road, guys. 2019.
Horrible song. This was like the start of TikTok.
This was the start of TikTok. They started doing TikTok. Yep. That's 2020, guys, is wildly inappropriate, but this song was the most searched song, probably because they're like, man, can we say that on the radio?
Oh,
also one Cardi of the most played.
Oh, WAP.
WAP.
Oh, that scared me.
Hey, everybody.
You know, when I think of 2020, I always think of WAP.
What does WAP mean?
Wet and gushy.
I actually was nervous to ask Hannah because I was like,
silent.
Hannah, yes. Like, you asked me a question and I answered. What did you want from me?
I know.
Like,
that's my argument to that CC.
I was like, oh my God. Guys, 2022, out of all those crazy ones we've been hearing, 2022 is the wildest because here's your hint for 2022's Song of the Summer. 2022's Song of the Summer came out in 1985. Mm. Did anyone know it?
Stranger Things!
Stranger Things!
What? Running for that hill?
Yes!
I hate this song. Why did dance ruin it for you? No, it's just horrible.
This song became so big again.
Kate Bush loved it.
1985 is when that song came out, and it became the biggest song. That's crazy. Of Stranger Things. And isn't that crazy?
And it tells you how long it's been since Stranger Things has been on Netflix.
Seriously.
Come on.
Yeah, that's true. That is so funny that we haven't gotten anything new from Stranger Things.
All the kids are like 50 years old now.
This is Stranger Things from the senior citizen facility. The outside's like coming through the senior citizen walls. 2024 Song of the Year. It was not Sabrina Carpenter Espresso, which I thought a lot of people would think.
Oh, yeah.
Not Shaboozy Bar Song.
Morgan Wallen and Post Malone.
Oh, Shaboozy.
Good guess. Mm-hmm. It's not. It was Kevin's song,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, not like us.
They Hold
not
on. Like
us. Yeah.
For they the summer?
Like they not like
yes.
us. They not like us. They not like us. They not
All
like
I can think
us.
Of is Kevin's music video.
Every
though,
time
good.
I hear Kendrick Lamar, I think of Kevin.
Well, let's play it again.
Let's finish a Kevin's song of the summer.
Oh, man, that takes me back.
Of course Kevin had to play that friggin' song.
I love that song.
Kevin is obsessed with...
It reminds me of summer of 2024.
I just got done going through a list of all the summer songs as we get ready for Memorial Day weekend, an unofficial kickoff of summer. What was the summer song of last year? And it was Not Like Us. It's Kevin's. It's like Kevin's anthem for life.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, it got Kendrick the Super Bowl gig.
Do you think we've heard the song of the summer yet? Do we think we know it, or we're gonna get it soon?
I think it's gonna be off of Morgan Wallen's new album.
I knew you were gonna
say.
You think so? What the Tate McRae song?
Absolutely.
I actually could see.
That's what I want.
Yeah, I could see that, but I don't think we've gotten it yet.
You don't think so? I think that Benson Boone. I'm sorry, I'm here for someone else. I think
I
that
like
that,
that
is
song.
Good.
Yeah.
I do like that song.
I don't think it'll be the song.
You don't think
of summer,
so?
Though.
How's it going?
I'm sorry, I'm here for someone else.
Kevin, as he started to sing, he was like, "I regret that."
He just did a backflip.
Yeah. So, AB, you don't think we've gotten it yet?
I don't think we've heard it yet.
And of course, Hannah said Morgan Wallen. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Kim Kardashian has been privately working on like a giant career shift. I'll tell you what it is and fill you in at 8:35.
It's going down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Stack, baby. It's ready,
so here we go.
So I swear it was a fever dream to think about, like, 6 years ago, Kim Kardashian said that she was going to law school.
Yes.
But guys, it wasn't a fever dream. It's legit, and she just graduated. She has a degree in the study of legal law now, and she posted on her Instagram stories yesterday. She had like a little grad party in what appears to be her backyard, which is like so Midwest of her to do. But she had it all. She had a stage, a diploma, and even her mentor came and like gave a little speech.
Not only did she do what she said she was going to do, which I give Kim all the credit in the world, because it's not like this one of those honorary things. I think she really went out there and did the work. But she's been an advocate. She's gotten people out of prison. She's gone to the White House. So she has actually been someone who's not just said, well, I think it'd be cool to get in law. Like, wasn't her dad, their dad was a lawyer. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's not like, Robert. Oh, I just want to get into the family business. It's, she really went out there and started to advocate for other people and use her degree and use, you know, her platform.
It'll be interesting to see if she actually, you know, either starts a law firm or if she becomes part of one.
Yeah. Her mentor said something really sweet that I wanted to share. The mentor said, over the course of this program, Kim has dedicated 18 hours a week, 48 weeks of a year for 6 straight years. That's a total of 5,184 hours of legal study. And in that time, she's carved out while raising 4 children, running businesses, filming television shows, and showing up in courtrooms to advocate for others. That's insane. She needs more recognition for this.
I defend Kim a lot. I defend the Kardashians a lot. People hate them. I really do think most people hate them for jealousy reasons.
Yeah.
Like the whole argument that they got famous from a sex tape, I can't stand. Like, lots of people have made sex tapes and are not as famous as the Kardashians. Mm-hmm. Lots of people have had those types of videos leaked and are not. They are marketing geniuses, and there is something to that, to be able to get pushed on that platform. And as much as they get hate, people still buy their magazines more than anyone else, buy their cosmetics more than anyone else, buy their skin square. Like, they do something right, and then they go out there and actually put your money where your mouth is and get your law degree.
I mean, they are not just reality stars. Yeah. Host or someone who made a sex tape or got a BBL. Like, they are so much more than that. And this is crazy to me. Like, honestly, when she first said she was going to law school, I was like, okay, this is gonna be some Joe Exotic running for president thing, like just like a headline grab. She proved me wrong.
I do. I like to keep up with the Kardashians. I do. I like that.
Yeah, they're awesome. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. See if you can get it correct. 1 in 4 men say they never use what, Hannah? What do 1 in 4 men say they never use?
I think hair product.
Hair product. Oh, 1 in 4 men never use hair product.
All right. Somebody else may say this. I'm going to say protection.
Kev. I like Kevin having a saucy answer. I like that.
That was so saucy.
Look at Kev. Oh, man, I don't use that.
All right.
I guess no one else was going to say that. Okay.
Kevin's like, I was stealing it from somebody. Everyone's like, bro, it's all yours. You go for it.
Alex, so many things I could say.
I'm going to say like a moisturizer. Like lotion. Okay. Lotion.
I didn't know where that was going.
Lotion. For different reasons. Just for dry skin. Like, come on, I'm not going off what Kevin said. Sorry.
That was convenient timing.
I didn't mean that.
That's right. He didn't say baby lotion.
No.
No.
Okay, Diddy Jesus over here. Kevin is ruthless today, guys.
Okay, well,
it's because we played Not Like Us.
What goes on in Greg?
We played Not Like Us on the show today. Go,
I'm going to say the oven.
Answer. An oven.
There we go.
Thank you.
My dad does not know how to use one.
Guys, only microwave things. Thank you. With a more reasonable answer. Kevin's the closest.
Really?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know who's considered the closest. Probably, I would say maybe Alex probably is the closest. 3-1.
I forget what he said. Baby oil?
Lotion. Moisturizer.
314-531-9898. If you can even take a guess after this.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. 1 in 4 men say they never use this. Any other appropriate text messages after Kevin's big guess?
Not all. Not all appropriate. Mr. Metal said they're blinker. That's a good one.
Oh, I like that.
It's funny.
Nurse Bree
says... I don't need
says,
no blinker. I'm a man.
Nurse Bree says sunscreen. Teacher Suzanne says straight up soap. And Dave said chapstick.
Nobody got it. We were close with the sunscreen and soap.
Okay.
Deodorant.
Ew.
Oh, really?
1 in 4 men said, yeah, they don't even
never.
Put it. Yeah, they're that's like, insane. We smell like a man.
Yep.
Which is disgusting.
Smell nasty.
Mega Minds. Think fast.
We're about to see who's the fastest on the Brett Mega Show, at least for thinking. The entire show is going to be out at the Biz Dash today at Energizer Park. It's a huge happy hour for businesses. So instead of running 5Ks, we're going to run through a little brain 5K for Think Fast. How Think Fast works is AB gives us a question, and then you answer as fast as you possibly can. We do it tournament style. So Hannah or AB, what's the matchups?
We got Brett versus Kevin. And then Hannah versus Alex.
Right. Kevin's on one today. He's very spicy. I don't want to take on it like a guy who's very spicy like Kevin. He listened to Not Like Us earlier in the show, and now he's
in the mood.
Yeah. Right. All right. Who's up first?
Brett and Kevin.
Okay.
Oh, great.
Yep. Okay. Name a bald-headed musical artist.
Vin Diesel.
Come on, guys.
I think Pitbull. Did have a song.
Yes, yes, there you go.
Vin Diesel's probably saying something.
Vin Diesel had a song a couple years ago.
Yeah, see? Vin Diesel
really?
Had a song?
He did. I do. Don't you remember this?
Fact check.
It was like a rap song, Vin Diesel.
That sounds like it. That's what I was thinking.
Okay.
Who's getting the point, AB?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's called Feel Like I Do.
Shut up, really?
There you go.
Yeah,
that's what I meant.
You got it in 2020.
There. 2020.
Yeah. I can't believe it took me that long to think Pitbull.
I guess I'll give it to Brett.
Really? I did not deserve it.
Even though
it was a
crappy answer.
Pity vote, but
I really thought she was going to say a movie star, so I was like committed to it, and I just went for it.
Okay. Right. Name a holiday that no one celebrates.
Flag Day. What'd you say?
Well, I said Arbor Day.
Arbor Day?
Yeah,
okay,
tree
well, those
day.
Answers kind of seem like you said them at the same time.
AB, you're the judge.
I'm giving it to Kev.
Yeah.
Good.
AB, you're not the judge.
Right. I love Flag Day.
Okay, I cannot wait to see it. Guys, it will not mark your calendars. When is it? Yeah, mark your calendars.
It changes every year.
I cannot wait for it.
It changes every year.
I cannot wait for her to see Flag Day.
I think it is, man.
I'm going to make Flag Day the biggest freaking deal in the world out of spite.
June 12th. I don't know why I think that.
You guys,
is that
big
really
celebration
true?
Coming.
I don't know. Take
Google
a look.
That one, Alex.
Yeah,
well,
if it's June 12th,
is
I win
May
this
Day
round.
Also
yeah.
Flag Day? Flag Day.
Flag Day. When is Flag Day? And I'm going to make it the biggest deal in the world. I'm going to put flags everywhere.
June 14th.
Oh, I was close.
Wait till June 14th, guys.
Wow.
Biggest day in the world.
I fly my flags early.
All right, this is for the win.
Yeah, this is for the win. Name a trendy Gen Z dance move.
A trendy?
The duck.
The duck? I don't
duck?
Know. I couldn't think
I
of
could
a
duck.
The moonwalk.
The moonwalk.
I mean, Kev's given me
the
two
robot.
Answers.
The robot.
These are good answers. I could not think of a name of a...
Twerking, dabbing.
Oh, yes.
Grittying.
The duck is a dance move, but it was...
That was like in the
13 50s. 13 years ago.
Yeah, I've never heard of the duck.
Mm-hmm. The duck.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, waddle, waddle.
For some reason, I thought I was like twerking makes sense and like dabbing. I guess that all makes sense. For some reason, I think like a choreographed TikTok dance that was going for
you. Hey, we gave you Vin Diesel. I'll take the duck.
All right.
Kev won.
Hey.
That was rough.
That was terrible.
Uh-huh. That was something. Okay. Hannah and Alex.
Okay.
Name something you'd never want to hear your GPS say.
You are driving off of a cliff.
Oh, okay.
Fair.
Fair. All right.
Yeah, fair.
All right. Hannah's behind the wheel. That's what I was going to say.
I was going to say, Hannah's GPS says you are driving off of a cliff in Hannah's car.
No! You
know, or it would be like, hey, this is AB. I'm your GPS.
No.
AB is the world's worst person with directions.
Yeah. I won't be making it to Biz Dash tonight. Yeah. Sure. Okay. What is the worst thing to say during a toast at a wedding?
Let's get divorced.
Oh, nice job. I like that. Was fast.
That
boom.
Was, thank
Kevin
you.
Was very,
support.
Kevin was very complimentary.
You liked that one, Kev?
Yeah, I mean, wow. Kevin really liked that.
That really struck me.
I mean, it was a terrible toast. I like that.
That was, yeah.
What else are you going to
say?
Kev,
I'm glad that resonated with you so well.
Well, I think that was the same toast Sarah did at our wedding.
Okay, I got another wedding question just for Alex. What is a terrible reason to show up late to your own wedding?
You had to poop.
Okay.
I don't think that's a bad reason.
You can't be late to you hold it in.
That's right. Yeah.
I don't know.
All the way down the aisle.
I don't know if that's a terrible reason. I kind of agree.
Really?
Yeah.
You had to.
I don't know if there's a single bride out there that wants to hold.
Yeah, you're going to hold your poop.
Right. It's not a terrible.
I would say, like, I was finishing a TV show.
No.
Yeah, see, that's a terrible.
That's a terrible reason to be. Wow.
I said schooling on TikTok.
I agree. I actually like Tana's answer if it matters. Because, like, who wants that? Like, if someone said, hey, oh, the bride's pooping, everyone feel like the bride, like, that just ruined my wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a good reason. You'd rather her.
Not good enough. My husband's late because he's on the pot. No.
Okay. Right. AB, you're the scorekeeper.
I think Hannah wins.
All right, Kevin versus Hannah next.
Think fast.
We're gonna see who's the fastest on the Brett Maga Show. We're all gonna be doing a 5K, walking a 5K later on today. It's the Biz Dash. It's gonna be down at Energizer Park. It's a huge happy hour for businesses. You can come on out. We'll be out there. At one point, Alex had drank 6 beers and ran the thing, so it's not a 5K you have to take serious. But you can take it serious. What we're doing on the show is seeing who's the fastest thinker, because that's a little easier for us. AB gives a question, and then we see who can answer the fastest. It is the championship matchup, Hannah versus Kevin. I can't believe I lost.
Dun.
I'm pissed I lost. All right, championship matchup, best of 5, right, AB?
Yep, best of 5. All right, first one. What is the worst thing to accidentally say on speakerphone?
I need to poop.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, Jesus.
Here we go again.
Poop train.
That's right.
All right. Point to Kev.
Hey.
It is a bad thing to like, announce on speakerphone. Yeah. It gets awkward. Yeah.
That happened to my sister once. She said that not knowing my mom was in an elevator full of people.
Oh, wow. So. And then good thing you brought it up and said it on speaker.
Yeah,
good
radio.
Thing everybody knows now. Yeah. Sorry, Kate.
The ultimate speakerphone.
All right. What is something you should never fix with duct tape?
A toilet.
That's true.
Okay. Yeah.
Is it?
I don't know.
I wouldn't fix a toilet.
Okay.
I would say our microphones, but that's what's keeping Hannah's working.
For real.
Shots fired. Kevin is spicy today, guys.
I know. Man.
Kevin is spicy.
All right, Hannah, you got to step it up.
Yeah, 2-0. One more, and Kevin takes it.
Name a weird thing to put on your resume.
That you'd like to poop.
Oh, my God.
Kevin, doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah, that doesn't even make that cannot count. Yeah. I think that can't count.
It's up in the air.
Okay, what's
I think you re-ask the question.
And what is a weird thing to put on your resume?
Your dog's birthday.
It's weird.
All right.
Yeah.
Someone that's like way too obsessed with their dog.
Yeah.
AKA
as
everybody.
A reference.
I was gonna say, whoa.
Okay, what is a product you should never try to DIY?
Vagisil.
What? Game over.
Why is
you
that top of mind?
Knew that immediately.
Bro.
Why is that top of mind?
What?
Kevin wins.
What?
Think fast.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.